This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chances are the Dow could end up with a loss for the week. I wouldn't call that historic. Last time it happened was just the other week in mid-April. But the big story may be bonds. Chris Lowe is an economist with FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Let's not ignore the bond market, where the benchmark 10-year yield now has a 2 in front of it.
It is up a lot. You know, just about 25 days ago, we were looking at a 1.6% 10-year. And, of course, the reason that matters is that that's what the 30-year mortgage price is off of.
So it's more expensive to borrow money. Why? Because of Ben Bernanke and friends speaking out this week?
Well, yeah, I think that's a very big part of it. The bond market is very sensitive to the Fed's bond purchases. And the overwhelming message from the Fed in the last 20 days is they're not really sure what's going on. So they're not really sure how long they're going to buy those bonds. And traders have been reacting, thinking maybe they're going to stop those purchases sooner rather than later.
If just the Fed could actually figure out which way it thinks the economy is going, it's not quite clear.
Well, that's it, you know. And that was the message from Bernanke yesterday, too, which is that, you know, looking at job numbers, they're pretty good in the last 6 months, but he's not sure that that's going to last.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.